This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's been a whole lot on the program today about buying and selling. Retail sales from Kristen, real estate just now from Sam Fields. But there are corners of this economy where goods change hands, but money doesn't. See also buy nothing groups. You got something you don't want? Take a picture, list it on your local group. Somebody is going to want it. No money allowed, ever. But just because money and, in a sense, capitalism aren't directly involved, doesn't mean they're not right nearby. Wahini Vara is a contributor at Wired, where she wrote most recently about buy nothing groups. And question number one, when we talked, was how she found out about them in the first place.
I learned about buy nothing through my mom, who for a long time lived in the Seattle area where buy nothing got started. And she does much of her acquisition and getting rid of things on buy nothing.
And when you say you can ask for or give away anything you don't necessarily want, you actually mean anything, right? Just to sort of set the stage here.
Yes. Like, it's very common for people to put like rocks from their yard on buy nothing. In my town's buy nothing group, people have given away like a half-eaten pizza. Yes, like truly, truly anything you can imagine has been gotten or given away on buy nothing.
Okay, so with that as background, give me sort of the 30-second version of this long and it's a complicated story that you wrote in Wired about buy nothing and how it started and sort of where things wound up.
Yeah, so Buy Nothing was started by these two women from Bainbridge Island, Washington, Liesl Clark and Rebecca Rockefeller, who came together and were like, you know what, let's start a local Facebook group in Bainbridge Island, our community. Basically, it blew up. It got so big that they ended up helping other communities nearby start their own Buy Nothing groups. And eventually, within like really just a couple of years, it became this national phenomenon and then this worldwide phenomenon where there were buy nothing groups on Facebook. And they started to feel, in part because of things that were happening in the wider world, like around 2016, 2017, 2018, like there was something that was a bit dissonant about their presence on Facebook, which is this very corporate platform. It was all supposed to be this community where everything was about doing things outside of the money economy.
Right. And the dissonance makes sense, right? Launching on Facebook, this platform that's about as acapitalistic as you could probably ever want to get.
Absolutely. Exactly. They tried various efforts to get off of Facebook. They first started to like try to fundraise within their community. But then some people in their community were upset about that, understandably, because the community was supposed to be all about not doing things involving money. And so then they scrapped that idea and decided to start like essentially raising funding from investors.
One of them wrote to venture capitalists, right? I mean, they went
exactly.
All in.
Like many, many venture capitalists, right. Like upwards of 100 investors to try to get money for this thing. They went all in. And a couple of things happened, one of which was that this did not go over well with some members of their community who ended up experiencing like this big backlash. And also because of what the roots of their community were, they weren't able to sort of like raise the early funding that would have allowed them to create like this really great, robust app. And so they ended up both with this app that like was not very good and a community that was pissed off, which was a troublesome outcome for them.
Which is also not good. Why do you think in the final analysis, this whole thing has proved to be so difficult? Because this is really a story. I mean, all the twists and turns in this story are one obstruction and obstacle after another for these two women trying to do buy nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of what I took away from it is that capitalism is very entrenched in our everyday lives, and our lives are very entrenched in capitalism. It's really hard to disentangle the two. And so, yeah, I mean, you have here a lot of idealistic people, I think, trying to do something positive in the world. And yet capitalism was there all along. It just wasn't as apparent to the people involved.
Right. Is your mom still a diehard buy nothing-er?
She is, although I have to say my mom moved from the Seattle area to Colorado where I live and ended up later joining our Colorado group. Oh. And as part of this big this big controversy over Buy Nothing becoming a company, my local group was one of many that ended up splitting from the Buy Nothing community. And so they have a totally different name now. My mom is a member of that group and like is sort of like distancing herself a little from my reporting on this topic.
And therein lies the whole story, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Joaquin Ybarra writing in Wired magazine. It's a piece called The Battle for the Soul of Buy Nothing. Check it out. It's totally fascinating. Joaquin, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.